Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. My name is Ram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, the first parak Sukkah Shehi Gavoa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, "Hidua aleha segefen vesadras vesekisos vesicha kagaba psua." If one lifted onto the sukkah a grapevine or a gourd or ivy and covered it with valid tzchach, the sukkah is pasul. Vima yasicha harb mehen or shaksasan kshera. But if there was more valid tzchach than them, or if he detached the vines from the ground, the sukkah is kosher. Rav Yosef said that Rav holds that after one detached the vines, tzarikli nanea, he must still shake them, meaning lift them up and put them back down again to make the sukkah kosher. This is based on the Torah's command, "Asukas taseh, taseh velo min asui." You shall make sukkos, meaning you shall make and not use that which was made when it was possible. Rav Huna said to Rav Yosef that Shmuel was the one who held this ruling, and the Rav held that just cutting the vines would validate the sukkah. For once there was a case when one placed tzitzis on his family's cloak, but hung and knotted them without first severing their tips, so that the tzitzis were made in an invalid manner. He was told in the name of Rav, Mafsakan, Vehen Kasherin, sever the tips, and they're valid. Alma psikasan, zohi asiyasan. We see from here that Rav maintains that severing is their making. So too regarding their vines, ksisasan, zohi asiyasan. Detaching is their making. The Gemara brings a brisa that refutes Rav's opinion and rules that these tzitzis would be puzzle. Point number two, the Gemara suggests that this malchokas tanaim, whether cutting an object represents an act of making in the case of one who plucked the berries off hadasim because they outnumbered its leaves and made a puzzle. If one did this on Yantiv, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadik says that the hadasim are puzzle and the chamim say that they are kosher. Now, it was assumed that they agreed that luv tzarek eged, a luv requires bundling of the dal meeting together, and the mitzvah of luv is learned from the halachas of sukkah and also requires taseh velo min asui. And therefore, a luv must be valid at the time that it is bound. Therefore, the machlokes between the chachamim who hold that with regard to a luv, lekitasan zohi asiyasan, plucking the berries is their making, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadik who holds that plucking is not considering a making. The Gemara deflects this pshat and says that their machlokes is whether a luv is learned from sukkah and requires taseh velo min asui. According to the chachamim, it's not learned from sukkah, and therefore, even though the mitzvah of luv requires igud, the dalad min do not need to be kosher at the time of bundling. Rabbi Shimon Yehotzadik holds the luv does require taseh velo min asui, and therefore the dalad min do need to be kosher at the time of bundling. The Gemara brings an alternative answer as well. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, "Zeh hakol kosher makabel tumah ve'en gedul min ha'aretz, ein mesachachim bo." This is the rule. We may not use a schach whatever is makabel tumah and whatever does not grow from the ground. The Gemara asks for the source of this ruling, and Rish Lakish, who holds we dwell in Sukkos, remind us of the Ani Akavot, says that the pasuk states, "Ve'ed yala min ha'aretz," and a mist ascended from the earth. We learn from this that just as mist, meaning a cloud, is a davar she'ena makabel tumah v'gedul min ha'aretz, so too the schach of a sukkah, which is meant to remind us of clouds, must be davar she'ena makabel tumah v'gedul min ha'aretz. The Gemara notes that this source is sufficient for Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the sukkahs were the Ani Akavu, but what would be the source for Rabbi Kiva, who holds sukkahs mamish asu lahem, the Jews made for themselves actual sukkahs? On Daf Yidbe Samad Alf, Rabin says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the pasuk states, "Bas b'cham regarnacham yikvecha," with your gathering from your threshing floor and from your wine vat. B'psoas gorn v'yek of a kasmadaber. Here, when alluding to the sukkah, the Torah speaks of their refuse, which are not makabatuma and grow from the ground. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, "Hidua aleha segefen vesadras vesekisos vesicha chagaba psua." If one lifted to the sukkah a grapevine or a gourd or ivy and covered it with valid schach, the sukkah is pasul. But if there was more valid schach than them, or if he detached the vines from the ground, the sukkah is kosher. Rav Yosef said that Rav holds that after one detached the vines, tzarikli nanea, he must still shake them, meaning lift them up and put them back down again to make the sukkah kosher. This is based on the Torah's command of "Asukas taseh, taseh velo min asui." You shall make sukkos, meaning you shall make and not use that which was made when it was possible. Rav Huna said to Rav Yosef that Shmuel was the one who held this ruling, and the Rav held that just cutting the vines would validate the sukkah. For once it was a case when one placed tzitzis on his family's cloak, but hung and knotted them without first severing their tips, so that the tzitzis were made in a puzzle manner. He was told in the name of Rav, Mapsakan, Vehen Ksherin, sever the tips, and they're valid. Alma psikasan zohi asiyasan. We see from here that Rav maintains that severing is their making. So too regarding their vines, ksisasan zohi asiyasan. Detaching is their making. The Gemara brings a brisa that refutes Rav's opinion and rules that these tzitzis would be puzzle. Pointing to the Gemara suggests that there's a Machlokas Tanayim, whether cutting an object represents an act of making in the case of one who plucked the berries off Hadas because they outnumbered its leaves and made a puzzle. If one did this on Yantav, Rabbi Shimon Yehud Tzadok says that the Hadasim are puzzle, and the Chamim say that they're kosher. Now it was assumed that they agreed that a luv requires bundling of the dolled meaning together, and that the mitzvah of a luv is learned from the halachas of Sukkah and also requires tasav luv minasui, and therefore a luv must be valid at the time that it is bound. Therefore, the machlokas between the Chachamim who hold that with regard to a lulav, l'kitasan, zohi asiyasan, plucking the berries is their making, and Rabbi Shimon Yehud Tzadok who holds that plucking is not considered a making. The Gemara deflects this pshat and says that the machlokas is whether lulav is learned from Sukkah and requires tasav u'minasui. According to the Chachamim, it's not learned from Sukkah, and therefore, even though the mitzvah of lulav requires igud, the dal mean do not need to be kosher at the time of bundling. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok holds that luv does require tasav u'minasui, and therefore the dal meaning do need to be kosher at the time of bundling. The Gemara brings an alternative answer as well. And point number 3, the Mishnah stated, Zehakla kosher makabel tumva in gedula min ha'aretz ein masachim bo. This is the rule. We may not use a schach, whatever is makabel tumva, and whatever does not grow from the ground. The Gemara asks for the source for this ruling, and Reish Lakish, who holds that we dwell on sukkahs to remind us of the Anani HaKavod, says, the pasuk states, ve'ed yala min ha'aretz, and a mist ascended from the earth. We learn from this that just as a mist, meaning a cloud, is a davar she'ein makabel tumah v'gidul min ha'aretz, so to the schach of a sukkah, which is meant to remind us of clouds, must be davar she'ein makabel tumah v'gidul min ha'aretz. The Gemara notes that this source is sufficient for Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the sukkahs were the Anani HaKavod. But what would be the source for Rabbi Akiva, who holds sukkahs mamish asu lahem? The Jews made for themselves actual sukkahs. On Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rami says in the name of Yochanan that the pasuk states, "Bi'asbecha megar necha miyikvecha," with your gathering from your threshing floor and your wine vat. B'solos gorn v'yekav akas medaber. Here, when alluding to the sukkah, the Torah speaks of their refuse, which are not makabel tuma and grow from the ground. All right, so now we go to our Simper Daf Yud Aleph, and our standard simon is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star to detach vines on the schach that were tangled in its tzitzis, lent one to his friend to pluck berries from his hadassim, who was standing in the mist. Once again, it's slow motion. The Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star, that must be on Daf Yud Aleph. The Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star to detach vines on the schach that were tangled in the tzitzis, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that Shmuel held that if one detached vines that were mixed in with the schach, sarku naneya, he needs to shake them because of tasavu min asui. And Rav held that just cutting the vines would validate the sukkah. And he brought the case when someone made tzitzis in a puzzle manner, and Rav said, sever the tips and they're valid. So we see from here that Rav maintains that severing is their making. So to regarding the vines, their detaching is their making. So the Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star to detach vines on the schach that were tangled in his tzitzis, lent one to his friend to pluck berries from his hadassim, which reminds us, the Gemara suggested that it was a machlokas tanaim, whether cutting an object represents an act of making in the case of the one who plucked berries off hadassim because they outnumbered its leaves and made a puzzle. The Gemara deflects this pshat, saying that the machlokas was whether a lulav is learned from sukkah and requires tasav u'minasui regarding the igud, the bundling of the dalled meaning. So the Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star to detach vines on the schach that were tangled in its tzitzis, lent one to his friend to pluck berries from his hadassim, who was standing in the mist. Which reminds the Mishnah stated, Ze'akol koshi makabel tumah ve'in gedula min ha'aretz ein masachim bo. And the Gemara asks for the source of this ruling, and Reish Lakish, who holds that we dwell in sukkos to remind us of the Anani HaKavod, says, the pasuk states, ve'ed yala min ha'aretz, and a mist ascended from the earth. And for Rabbi Akiva, who holds sukkos mamash asu lahem, that the Jews made for themselves actual sukkos, Rabbi Yochanan holds the pasuk is, ba'asbecha megar necha miyikvecha, with your gathering from your threshing floor and from your wine vat. The psalm is gorn v'yekav akas medaber. Here, when alluding to the sukkah, the Torah speaks of their refuse, which are not makabel tumah and grow from the ground. So once again, the Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star to detach vines on the schach that were tangled in his tzitzis, lent one to his friend to pluck berries from his hadassim, who was standing in the mist. All right, now it's time for a 4-blot back chazorah. Dav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Zayin is a clay Zayin, a gun. So here goes. The gun enthusiast, that must be run Dav Zayin, gun. The gun enthusiast who uses tefach, thick gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, which reminds us that Rabbah said a sukkah with a tefach long third wall is also permitted to carry in On Shabbos, Migud, do you have your dofen in your sukkah? Have your dofen in your Shabbos? Since it has the status of a wall in regard to Hilchos Sukkah, it has the status of a wall in regard to Shabbos as well, even though on a regular Shabbos it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. So the gun enthusiast who uses Tefach, the gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with walls that let in plenty of light, which reminds us there's a machlokas whether the walls of the sukkah must provide shade, like schach, which is understood to be centered on the meaning of the pasuk about the parochas. Rabbi Yoshia holds that the lashon of v'sakosa is mentioned regarding the parochas, and we learn that even mechitzas have to provide shade. The rabbans say the walls do not have to provide shade, and understand the pasuk to mean only that the parochas should be bent over slightly on top so that it appears roof-like. So the gun enthusiast who uses tefach, the gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with the walls that let in plenty of light, while wondering how his neighbors were doing sitting inside their massive Diras Keva. Which reminds that Abai listed several Tanaim who maintain that a sukkah must be a fixed dwelling at Diras Keva, meaning that it must be at least 4x4 amos in area, the walls must provide shade, it can be higher than 20 amos, and have at least 3 proper walls, with the fourth one being a tefach. Dav Ches, so the Simur Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The annual Challah bake sale, Challah, that must be one Dav Ches, Challah. The annual Challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, which reminds us on Dav Zayin on the base where Yochanan said that a sukkah, a sukkah that's made round like an oven, if there's enough space in their circumference to seat 24 people, it's valid. And the Gemara goes through an extensive analysis of how Rabbi Yochanan came up with this figure. So the annual Challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, right behind the two potters' huts, one within the other, which reminds us, the Rebbe Levi reported in the name of Rebbe Meir, that two potters' huts, one within the other, the inner one is not a valid sukkah and is chayv a mezuzah, while the outer one is a valid sukkah and is pater from mezuzah. The Gemara asks why the outer hut is pater from mezuzah, since it can be considered a base shar for the inner hut and be chayv a mezuzah, and answers, mishum de lo kaviyah, because a potter's hut is not a permanent structure, so the inner hut is considered too inconsequential to view a room which leads to it as a base shar. So the annual challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, right behind the two potters' huts, one within the other, attracted the attention of goyim, women, and kusim, as well as shepherds, fig watchers, and city watchmen, which reminds of the two groups of sukkos, gambach and rakbach. Gambach, goyim, nashim, behem, and kusim thought his sukkos were zebir because they were permanent, and the tana of rakbash, royim, kayatzim, burganim, and shomiperos thought his were superior because they were b'nei chiyuva. Davtes, so the simmer davtes is a teapot. So here goes. The little old lady's having a tea party, that must be on davtes, teapot. The little old lady's having a tea party in a suk yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, which reminds us, there's malchus beisham beisil, whether a suk yashana is kosher, and beisil learns from the pasuk chaga sukkah shivas yamim washem, that a sukkah is asur b'hana all 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira says, kashem shachal shem shamayim al chagiga, kachal shem shamayim al sukkah. From the juxtaposition of the word chag, signifying the chagiga, and sukkahs, we learn that just as the chagiga is sanctified to Hashem, so too the sukkah is Hashem. So the little old ladies having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one builds a sukkah under a tree, it's as though he built it inside his house, which means that it's possible. And when Rava said, this was taught only in regard to a tree whose shade is greater than its sunlight, but if the tree is so sparse that its sunlight is greater than its shade, the sukkah is kosher. The Gemara challenges him, saying that if the tree's sunlight is greater than its shade, it should be pasul, since he's being mitzvah of kosher schach with pasul schach. Rapapa answers, the Mishnah refers to a case where he lowered the tree branches and intermingled them indistinguishably with the kosher schach, which can be done lechatchila. So the little old lady's having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly reminded each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, and that their sukkah was under a sukkah as well. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, sukkah gabi sukkah el yona kasher b'tachtona pasua, a sukkah built on top of another sukkah, the upper one is kosher and the lower one is pasul. Was taught in a brisa, the pasuk states, b'sukkahs teshvu, in sukkahs you shall dwell, which implies, but not in a sukkah beneath a sukkah, and not in a sukkah beneath a tree, and not in a sukkah beneath a house. The word b'sukkahs, without a vav, suggests a single sukkah. Daf Yud, so the Simur Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. The minyan of Yidden praying to Daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach, which reminds us that continuing with the sugya of sukkah gabi sukkah, the Gemara asks how much space there must be between the schach layers of the lower sukkah and the upper sukkah for the lower sukkah to be invalid. Rashi explains the question that the schach layers have to be far enough apart to be considered two sukkahs rather than being one big sukkah. Three opinions are given: one tefach learned from Olei Tumah, four tefachim, which are considered makum chashuv, or ten tefachim, which is the minimum shear to be makshir sukkah, can also puzzle it. So the minyan of Yidden praying to Daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach were busy hanging decorative sheets for tefachim below the schach, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that if one spread a sheet over the schach because of the sun or beneath because of falling leaves, the sukkah is puzzle. In the Gemara, Rav Chissa said, Avalano sukkah shera, but where it spread to decorate the sukkah is kosher. Rashi explains that a sheet spread for decorative purposes does not earn a schach designation, and therefore will not invalidate the sukkah. The Gemara brings Malchokas and Marayim regarding noi sukkah that are spread up beneath the schach that are removed from the schach by four tefachim. So the minyan of Yidden praying to Daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach were busy hanging decorative sheets for tefachim below the schach and installing nine tefachim kila canopy beds for reciting the Shema. Which reminds us that one may sleep under a kila canopy spread out around a bed in a sukkah, even though it has a flat roof, provided that it is not 10 tefachim high off the surface of the bed. Rav Tachliva Bar Avimi said in the Mishmah that one who sleeps naked within a kila canopy may poke his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. Since it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's seen as a mere covering of his body, like a garment, and therefore he may stick his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.